Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, only one day remains before Lum and Abner take off on their momentous trip to Mars. Squire Skimp is still out of town, but Professor Sloan has thrown a ray of hope on the old fellow's financial situation. He's written to a wealthy friend in Little Rock, hoping to persuade him to invest in the Mars Expedition Corporation and thus help pay the bills incurred during the building of the rocket ship. As we look into a little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the phone. Listen.
Not a word, Professor. Well, are you sure he knows your address? He does, huh? Grannies, I thought sure you'd get a hearing from your friend by this time. Do what? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Send him a telegram. Well, just tell Mamie to charge the telegram to me and Abner. Yeah, all right, Professor. Goodbye.
His friend in Little Rock never wrote back, huh?
No, not yet, anyways. And we can't wait much longer, neither. We'll be on our way to Mars by this time tomorrow.
Long.
Yeah?
Don't you think we ought to sort of postpone this trip?
No. We've done set the date, and we're going to stick by it.
Yeah.
Everybody in town is saying we'll never do it. And I, Grannies, we want to show them they're wrong.
Yeah, well, that's an awful long, hard trip, Lum.
Well, it ain't bumpy. The roads ain't rough or nothing. Just flying through the air.
No, but that's awful high to get. That's awful high.
Well, I'm afraid it's the only way we'll ever be able to pay back all them bills, Abner. If we make a success out of this expedition, we'll get to be famous and rich. If we don't, we're ruined, that's all.
Well, what about this fella in Little Rock that the professor's talking about? Ain't he going to invest in a corporation? We can pay our bills with that, can't we?
Yeah, but to be honest, Abner, I ain't put much dependence in him at all. Even if he is Professor Sloan's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he was going to invest any money, we'd have heard from him by now.
Yeah. Doggett, I wish Squire Skimp hadn't left town. He was supposed to take care of all them bills.
Yeah, but if he got called to Washington like he said he did, well, I reckon they'd need him more than we do.
And I don't believe anybody could need him more than we do right now, Lum.
Well, ain't nothing we can do about it anyway. We just have to make the best of it. You better start packing all them things we're going to take along. I've got some writing to do here.
Writing? What kind of writing?
Oh, just some papers. Personal business papers.
What are they for?
Nothing. Go ahead, get started on the packing.
Well, all right. Where'd you put our valises?
They're back at the stove there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Here they are. Say, Lum.
Yeah?
I just happened to think of something. I don't believe I can go with you after all on account of I ain't got no driver's license.
Well, you don't need no driver's license in a rocket ship.
You don't, huh?
No. Now, hurry up with that packing. Get a big box of vittles ready, too.
Uh-huh. Say, Lum.
Abner, I'm trying to do some writing here. Stop interrupting me.
Well, I just wanted to ask you something.
All right, what is it?
Well, are you sure that dynamite is the right thing to use in rocket ships?
Of course it is. Dynamite's the only thing powerful enough to get us clean to Mars.
Oh.
Now, hitch up.
Yeah, all right. Lum.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Lum, I just ain't going to get in that rocket ship tomorrow. That's all there to
now,
it.
Now, listen here, Abner.
No, there ain't no use to argue with me, because I just ain't going to do it, Lum. I was over there looking at them sticks of dynamite this morning. I just don't believe them things looks good to me.
Abner, stop worrying about that dynamite. Me and you'll be inside the rocket ship where it's safe. There's some feller standing around outside of it that might be in danger.
Well, I don't want to be inside of it or outside, neither one. I dog it, I'm just scared, Lum, and I don't mind admitting to it.
Scared?
Yes, sir.
A growed man like you is scared.
Oh, well, I get by being growed, I'm just more scared than I would be if I was a little young'un. I never got to sleep at all last night thinking about this trip, just laid there and worried.
Abner, there ain't a thing in the world to be worried about. Professor Sloan said they wasn't himself.
Oh, well, why ain't the professor going on this trip, then?
Well, he I reckon it's because there's just room for two.
Well, call him up. Tell him he can have my place. Go on, call him up right now.
All right, I will.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I bound you he'll jump at the chance, too.
He can jump at it. I don't
know. More than likely sitting over there right now feeling sorrowful for himself because he thinks he ain't going to get to go.
Well, he's going to feel a heap more sorrowful if he does go. I can tell him that right now.
Don't forget now, Abner, you're passing up a big opportunity to become a celebrity.
I'm passing up a lot of dynamite, too.
Hello, is that you, Professor?
I'm big-hearted.
This is Lum again.
I'll let him go.
Any word from your friend in Little Rock yet? They ain't, huh? Well, here's what I called about, Professor. Abner's decided not to make the trip to Mars.
Definite.
No. And he says you can go in his place. Huh? You'd love to, but what? Oh. Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Huh? All right, Professor. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Yeah, see you there. He ain't going neither, is he?
Well, he'd love to, but his asthma's bad right now.
Asthma?
Yeah, says that chilly air up there on Mars would be the death of him, sure.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
So it looks like it's up to you to make the trip after all, Abner. I know it's going to be safe as sitting right here in the store, I think.
I don't care how safe it is, Lum. I'm scared.
Abner, I tell you, it's silly to be scared.
All right, I'm silly then.
All right, you're silly then.
Yes, sir.
But you're going along on the trip, too. Now, hash up and let me get this writing done. And you hurry up with the packing.
All right.
There's some of my things over there on the counter there, Abner. Put them in my valise, too.
Lum, you reckon Grandpappy Spears would want to go to Mars? He likes to travel.
No, I know he wouldn't like it. And don't talk so much.
For the land's sake, Lum. What are you taking this old junk and this box along for?
Abner, don't open that box. Now, put that stuff back in there.
Horseshoe and a lucky penny and a rabbit's foot, good luck charm. Lum, are you scared, too? Of
course I ain't scared. I'm just taking them things along because, well, because I want to hand them out to the folks up there on Mars. They love to get little trinkets, you know.
They do, huh?
Yeah, explorers always carry along little trinkets to hand out, beads and stuff like that.
Well, them ain't Indians up there, are they?
No, now keep quiet and let me do this writing.
Well, what are you writing, Lum?
I ain't going to tell you. Now go on back and get to work.
All right. Lum,
oh,
you think Mouse would like to make this trip?
No, he wouldn't like to make this trip. I know he would.
Doggies, wait, I know. I bound you Cedric would.
No, Cedric wouldn't either.
Yes, he would. Don't you recollect the other day he said he'd give anything if he could get to go along?
I know, but he's changed his mind since then. You can't get none of them fellas to go in your place.
How do you know I can't?
Because I've already asked them if they'd go in my...
Wait a minute. Have you been trying to get out of this trip too long?
No, I ain't done no such a thing. Hardly. The only reason I asked them fellas was because I didn't want to be selfish about this. I knowed what a wonderful opportunity it was, and I wanted to be big-hearted about it. Give everybody a chance at it.
Well, how come they never wanted to take that wonderful opportunity?
Oh, they had different reasons.
I know as Lum Edwards, I believe you're just as scared as me.
I ain't no such a thing.
I've done it.
Now, for the last time, hash up and let me get this paper wrote.
Well, what kind of paper are you writing?
It ain't nothing of no interest to you.
Well, what is it, Lum? I'm just dying to know what it is.
Wait a minute. Yeah, huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to know?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if I tell you, will you promise to go to Mars with me?
Doggies, let's see here. All right, it's a deal. I hate to do it, but I've got to know
what's in that paper.
Now, tell me, what is it you're writing?
Well, it's my last will and testament.
Huh?
Well, that deal didn't turn out so well for Abner, did it? Meanwhile, in the bus station at Little Rock, there's the prospect of another deal being made. As we look in on the depot, we find our old friend Squire Skimp addressing a stranger. Listen.
My name is Skimp, M.K. Skimp. I just happened to overhear you buying your ticket there, and I noticed your destination was Pine Ridge. You see, I happen to be from Pine Ridge myself.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes. A lovely little place, Pine Ridge. I enjoy its friendly, neighborly atmosphere. Great relief from the hustle and bustle of the city, I find it.
Well, that's nice.
Now, if there's anything I can help you with, why, just feel free to call on me. I'm head of the Chamber of Commerce there, one thing and another.
Well, thanks, but I can't think of any help I'll be needing.
Yes, well, now, in case there is anything, why, by the way, now, if you're thinking of settling there, I know an excellent piece of property that you can get. I may be able to do you some good on that.
Well, I hardly think I'll be there that long.
No, how are you fixed for insurance?
I have all I can handle.
Well, don't let this get around, but I know of a certain copper mine.
I have all the copper mines I can handle, too.
No, you have?
Yes. Say, if you're really from Pine Ridge, maybe you can answer this.
What's that?
Have you ever heard of a Mars Expedition Corporation?
What's that? Mars Expedition... well, what do you want to know about that for?
Well, don't mention this around, but I'm interested in making an investment.
Well, see if this isn't a coincidence. I happen to be the man behind that profitable and wealthy corporation.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a small world. Here, have a cigar, Mr.
Corey.
Oh, yes, Mr. Corey. Well, sir, I'm just the man you're looking for. I happen to be the one that's responsible for that whole organization. Yes, sir, this is your lucky day, Mr. Corey.
Yes, you're right, Mr. Skimp. I believe this is my lucky day.